All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Open line Friday, your opportunity to call in. Sound off on any topic that you would like to talk about today. 770-5790, toll free. 1-800-687-0790. In the last segment, gave away a pair of tickets to the Gun and Blade Show that's coming up this weekend. And joining me in studio to talk a little bit more in detail about the Gun and Blade Show from Silver Spur Trade Shows, Kim Sanson. We've talked to you over the phone a few times, and we appreciate you being in studio today.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell our audience, number one, just a little bit about the history of Silver Spur Trade Shows, what y'all do. It's basically touring around Texas and eastern New Mexico, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we are beginning our ninth year starting this year, so we're really excited. We love what we do. A lot of great vendors and folks that come out to the show to socialize and visit. And
yeah. Well, and I'm sure in those 9 years, you looked what's happened nationally, and the gun shows, they've had to change a little bit, I'm sure, whether it be more participation, more people getting out, and probably more people going and stocking up on stuff.
I agree. I mean, a gun show is a great place to go. You have so many, basically, stores under one roof instead of just going to your local shops are great. But it's just an opportunity to come and find vendors that come from all over the state to see their wares and what they have and trade and sell, which that always makes it fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, obviously, besides guns, and people can find all kinds of guns out at the Gun and Blade Show, knives as well. What are some of the other things that people can find?
Well, we have a lot of different things. Besides the ammo, reloading equipment, supplies, military items, which, you know, it's really interesting to talk to some of the vendors. There's a lot of history there, and some of them love to visit. So it's good for the kids. Bring your grandkids and stuff out for stuff like that. Coins, knives of all kind, including custom knife sharpening. We have the Cap Girls, we call them, and they make custom caps right there printed with whatever you want on them. Toys for the kids. Jewelry, purses, concealed purses for you ladies that, you know, getting your CCLs.
Saw a lot of ladies around that booth last year.
Yes, yes, because there, you know, so many different manufacturers are coming out. Montana West is one of the big purse dealers that a lot of women like, and they have come out with concealed purses, so those are nice. Holsters, grips, a lot of Western collectibles, optics, obviously. And then, you know, you just have some of your unique stuff. We have a custom leather maker and custom pans, and you just never know what you're going to find at a gun show.
That's true. I think it was last year there was even a software company that was out there, and you could basically, you know, draw an aim, and it would show you on this software if you were, you know, if you were aiming correctly or not. It was interesting.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, I mean, there were a lot of people gathered around that booth going, okay, what is this?
Yeah, I think that's like a training deal you can do in your home with your computer and your own gun, and you put a special clip or something in there, a bullet, I don't know what it was, but very interesting, so that you can target shoot in your house without any real bullets, but it still helps you with your accuracy and stuff.
And you know exactly, you know where you're kind of aiming, if everything's where you want it to be. And that was one of the more interesting booths, I think, last year, that, you know, they weren't selling guns, but they were still selling software. And there were people who were very interested in that. Like you said, I mean, and you know, all kinds of booths, over 100 vendors?
Oh, yes. Over 125 vendors, and we have 350 tables, so there is a lot of stuff to see.
Yeah, and some of these guns are really cool because they're older. You know, you have some that are older, some that are newer. But, you know, one of the more interesting things, and you brought it up, you know, the folks who are selling, they love to tell stories. They love to talk about the history of what they're selling. And you can go through and you can find a few older guns, historic guns, that just have a ton of history behind them.
Yeah, we have one vendor come in this weekend, and he's real big on King Ranch collectibles and some of the stuff that's come out. So sometimes he has stuff, but he's always looking to buy stuff, anything from the King Ranch.
Yeah, and this is going to be over at the Lubbock Civic Center. And it's this weekend, January 4th. And 5th, how much are tickets?
$6 for adults, under 12 is free, and we do have a 2-for special, 2-for-1, the first hour both days.
All right. So people can take advantage of that. Let's go ahead and do this as we go to break. And Kim, I appreciate you coming in today and
thank you for having
telling us about it. It's going to be a great, great showing out there. The Gun and Blade Show. If you would like to go, I've got another pair of tickets. Caller number 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Caller number 7, you will get a pair of tickets. You can use these tickets either on the 4th or the 5th. Is there a better day to go? I mean,
not really.
Okay.
Just more people come on Saturday. We have a lot of return people on Sunday, but no.
Okay. So either day is good to go. And if you're caller number 7, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. What's the website for Silver Spur Trade Shows?
That's it.
All right.
SilverSpurTradeShows.com.
All right. You can find out more information on there and then look forward to when Silver Spur Trade Shows will be back in Lubbock later this spring.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.